Hi there, and welcome to another edition of Tuesdays with Corey. We are here 1 week later. And
time flies.
The time does fly. We've learned a lot. We are dressed differently, and it is different weather and still sunny. So
still Tuesday. Beautiful.
Still Tuesday indeed. And today we are going to show Windows on Azure Container Instances. So this has not yet been released. Is that correct?
Right.
So it's but coming soon.
Coming soon.
So we're gonna see a live demo of this, and you're gonna show it on a Mac.
Yeah.
This is like kind of
weird, right?
This is gonna be good though.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
Yeah.
Okay. And so you're gonna just show so AZI, I mean, we talked about this before. It's no infrastructure, containers deployed. Again, no VMs, nothing you deal with. You just kind of get the containers up pretty quick. And we've shown everything Linux up to now, Nginx and you know Python-based solutions.
Yep.
But now you're gonna show something Windows.
Yep.
I'm pretty excited. I don't know if I've seen this yet.
Okay, well.
So let's get, so is there anything that you want to add to that or we just want to get rolling?
I think we can probably just get rolling.
We've said so much.
Basically everything that we've shown before for ACI just will apply
on
here
on.
With one additional property that we'll pass in
Got
to
it.
Say, hey, this is Windows.
And now I'm going to ask them, I shouldn't ask because I didn't ask this ahead of time. Last week we showed the Kubernetes control.
Yeah.
Will this sort of work on top of the Kubernetes control?
I don't know if we tried it yet, but it should work.
It should work actually, shouldn't it?
Yeah.
Without having to worry about what your agents are running.
Yeah. So,
this is crazy.
Give it a try out there.
We're learning.
Somebody.
We're learning now. Hopefully, let us know if this works because we didn't plan this ahead of time.
Yeah.
Okay. Good. Let's actually. Let's
well,
show
this
some,
should work.
Let's show the demo
that
we did plan, and then we'll see if anyone else tries this out.
Yep. So as we've shown before, we've added a container module to the AZ CLI.
I see
right?
that.
So AZ container create is kind of the command that we're telling people to use. So in this case, we'll do hello Windows. The image we will use is kind of the Windows equivalent of Nginx, which is IIS.
Yep.
And we'll use the nano server version to get the smallest possible, image because we want it to start up as fast as possible. We'll put it in a resource group.
And so most of that startup time is the size of the image, bringing that down?
Yeah, pulling down the image is a good chunk of it.
Okay.
We want an IP address. We talked about before how you can do different sizes.
Yes,
so,
yes.
You know, custom CPU and memory. So let's do a custom size.
All right.
And
I like that. So two CPUs, 3.5 gigs memory.
Yep. And then this
you
is
have to call it the OS
this
type.
Is the key thing, right? So we default to Linux
because
you know, most containers these days are Linux.
Yep.
But if you want to use a Windows container, just tell us that.
Okay.
And we'll get it going for you. So with that, I think we have everything we need.
Okay. And so this is going to go. This is going to pull down. Oh,
yep.
It's a great. That's already creating. It's going to pull down from this location. Docker. Same thing that we did with Linux side.
Yep.
But this time it's going to pull down Windows. It's going to boot it up and start it up pretty quick, and then it's going to have an endpoint for us. Yeah.
Yep. Exactly.
Okay, great.
So
great.
We can
so
see
it's
here.
And,
see here in the
and
table
now.
That basically I had some in this resource group. I had a couple of Linux containers, but now I've created this Windows one, and so you just see the difference in the OS type there. But otherwise, everything looks pretty much exactly the same. So.
Great.
This should take, you know, maybe 20, 30 seconds to spin up and then take a look at it. All right, so let's take a look and see if that's up and running. There it is. It's in the succeeded state.
All right,
so
there you go.
Let me go and grab the IP.
IIS, here we go.
Here we go.
Here we go.
If I can find the copy, it's not there.
There it is. It's right there. Oh, no.
Was it there?
Yeah, come on. Come on. You can also open a new window, right? It's fine. Forget it. It's too late.
Did I do it wrong?
We'll allow it.
Okay. Boom.
IIS up and running.
Yep.
Container, ACI.
Yep.
Boom.
Windows Server.
And it would be great to see if people do this with Kubernetes.
Yeah. Give it a shot.
Thanks.
See if it works. Yeah, that's usually, you know, things just work.
Things normally just work. All right. With that. The connector. We got to change the connector to do that. Anyway, with that, thank you so much, Sean. This is great. So 3 weeks in a row, we've done ACI all straight up, right? ACI in the rocks. No, ACI straight up, ACI with the connector, right? And now we've done ACI with Windows.
Yep.
Awesome.
Yep.
Well, thank you so much for sharing your wonderful service with us.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, of course. And thank you so much for joining us for these three sessions. This is Tuesdays with Corey, that is hashtag Azure TWC. Ask us questions if you've got them. And next week, I think we may be doing some new stuff, some new service stuff. So already, we're
not, there's not, there's old news
we're
now?
Moving on. We're
okay.
Moving on from you, man.
That's all right.
3 weeks and
that's
we're
cool.
Done. That's the cycle, way
yep.
over. Thank you so much. Have a wonderful Tuesday. And if you're in a place that's sunny, enjoy the sun. Hopefully it's not hazy and smoky. All right, thanks a lot, bye-bye.
screen's just taking a moment.
You guys do like a little puppet show or something like that?
Should we say something like, why don't we just wait for that?
Sure.
Why don't we just wait for that? You can take any of these clips. Why don't we just wait for that? Why don't we just speed things up and let's wait for that?